USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tests for the coronavirus are now available.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the President's Task Force on the virus and reminding everyone, if you do get it, the chances of becoming seriously ill is extremely low. The number of cases in New York State has risen dramatically, especially in New Rochelle, a suburb of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo has deployed the National Guard. New Rochelle Mayor Norm Branson.
In order to assist with logistical and operational challenges that are associated with this matter, we expect that will be principally assisting with cleaning as well as with the delivery of meals.
A one-mile radius around the center of the outbreak there is now in quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Joe Biden has edged out Bernie Sanders during the Tuesday primaries with decisive wins in Missouri, Michigan, and Mississippi.
We are a step closer to restoring decency, dignity, and honor to the White House.
Michigan was the state Bernie Sanders was hoping for, as Biden showing a wide lead there, and Sanders won the state 4 years ago. The Democratic hopefuls faced off, hoping to claim most of the 352 delegates. Other states voting, Washington, North Dakota, and Idaho.
We are going to end the divisiveness, the hatred which comes from the White House today.
Both campaigns also chose to cancel planned rallies in Cleveland due to the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks have turned around and made a slight comeback after Monday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points, the S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
China oversees much of the world's pharmaceutical production, and one senator says that could be a problem with the ever-spreading coronavirus. USA's Tim Berg has more.
China's near control of the world's antibiotic market poses a major threat to the well-being of the public, according to Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio. Senator Rubio joins Fox News and says this needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
On the issue of the supply chain, look, we warned about this a year ago. In fact, a few years ago, in the same province, Wuhan province, there was an explosion, and there was a worldwide shortage of antibiotics. So I think it begins by informing people to the challenge we face. The way we address it is a couple things. Number one is we've got to create demand for domestic production of these basic active ingredients and or diversify our supply chain. So we've got to create demand. Number one, you know, for the Department of Defense should have to be required to build a stockpile of essential medicines. We should bring back the Buy American preferences in the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration. All of that creates demands for domestic production. And part of it is actually requiring pharmaceuticals to tell us. What percentage of the ingredients in your medicine comes from overseas, particularly from China? We believe the estimate is right. We think it could be higher. We don't actually know how high that percentage is because that requirement is not embedded in every pharmaceutical company's profile.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.